So, Tom, what is a flat white?
It's a harmony of milk and espresso enveloping into one another with the stretching of milk to forge a silky, smooth microfoam.
Microfoam?
Yeah, it's a delicate balance of rich and smooth, strong and light.
You're reading it from the wall, aren't you?
Yeah, having a clue. But the lady at McDonald's said it was like a stronger latte with less milk.
Made with 100% Arabica beans, the flat white is now part of the McCafe range at McDonald's. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
Consequence Podcast Network. Hey everyone, this is Cap. I know what you're thinking. Where the heck are the Star Wars Resistance recap episodes that you talked about? Why the heck haven't you released a State of the Empire since before The Mandalorian was officially announced? Folks, I know. It is absolutely weighing on us, and we have so much to say, and we want to get back to it. But trust me, there has been a lot going on that is not Star Wars related. In fact, there's been a lot going on that's Willow related. Not on the Willow 2 front, at least not that we know of, but very much on the front of Willow's ongoing 30th anniversary celebration, and that we are officially putting on a Willow party. It's happening in November at North Carolina Comic-Con Bull City. That's in Durham, North Carolina, and it's one of my favorite comic and pop culture conventions in the country. It's a little smaller, but the talent and fun threshold is extremely high. The convention takes place in a conjoined hotel convention center, movie theater, palatial, regal, old-timey theater, all locked up together in this awesome and unique little compound. So every year, there's a nerdy film festival, and this year, State of the Empire, Willow Watch, and North Carolina Comic-Con are very proud to be presenting a 30th anniversary screening of Willow in the historic Carolina Theater, with a Willow Watch panel in front of it. That's going to be, at the very least, myself and Doug sharing all the Willow stories that we know and allowing for the viewing of Willow to become sort of an expanded edition. Let us tell you all the stuff that's happening behind the scenes of the film and the story so you can see Willow like never before. And if the screening wasn't enough, there is a limited edition Willow print created by amazing artist Tommy Lee Edwards. It's gorgeous. It has Willow, Mad Mardigan, Sorsha, Finn Rizzell, Elora, a beautiful portrait, and you are only going to find it at this show. So come out to North Carolina Comic-Con November 9th through 11th. Our big Willow screening is happening Friday night. That's the 9th. The panel's at 6. The movie's at 7. Here at State of the Empire, we had some crazy ideas that we were trying to pull together, and being able to celebrate Willow's 30th anniversary and being able to see the film in this incredible venue, which has amazing sound, and to have incredible art by Tommy Lee Edwards, all at an event that I love, this is perfect, and we really, really hope you folks can come out. It is absolutely worth it. It is a great show. Come for one day, come for just the screening, or come for the entire weekend. Either way, we'll be there. We've got a table repping the animated series that Doug and I are developing, Lightning Dogs, and I'm going to be doing panels with different comics creators and personalities all through the weekend, as well as hosting the gala on Saturday night. But we're not the only folks that are going to be there. There's also, let's see, their main headlining guest is Gerard Way, front person for My Chemical Romance and also a damn fine comic book writer. And if you've been paying attention to Willow Watch, well, you'll recall that once upon a time, Gerard Way did say that if there was a Willow 2, he'd camp out for tickets. So will he be at our screening? I don't know, maybe, but he will be at the event, along with a number of other amazing and talented individuals from comic books. So again, November 9th, 10th, and 11th in Durham, North Carolina. The show is amazing. The food is amazing. Come hang out with us. Come have a wonderful time. If you're on the East Coast, I know it's a little bit last minute, but come on, do it. It's really unlikely you're going to get a chance to see Willow like this ever again. So definitely come out if you love Willow. This is your destiny. But meanwhile, on the West Coast, and much sooner, in fact, this weekend, October 21st, Matt and I will be at a different screening of Willow, one featuring a Q&A with Ron Howard and screenwriter Bob Dolman. We're not hosting that one, but of course we will be in attendance. Tickets are currently sold out, though some may appear, and if there's any chance of you coming out for it, it is well worth it. So we got an East Coast show, we got a West Coast show. Sorry, Middle America, we would have loved to have done something in Texas or Chicago. Sorry, folks, it just wasn't in the cards. But anyway, we got some options. We have two options, which is far more than zero, which easily could have happened. That's all I got on that front. But one other important thing, if you want to know what I've been doing instead of compiling all the copious notes for the next State of the Empire episode, I have been working on an all-new season of an audio drama project that I do called the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. It's an RPG audio drama, actually, so we do actual tabletop role-playing using the Call of Cthulhu system and fully invest ourselves in our characters and then produce it to a cinematic degree with music and sound effects and create a fully immersive experience within the framework of a 1930s radio serial. So if you love black comedy and Lovecraftian horror, you should definitely check out the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. You can find it on any podcast player, and a lot more information at CthulhuMystery.com. It's been consuming my life, I'm very proud of it, and I'd love if you could listen. Anyway, we will be back with State of the Empire as soon as possible, with new Resistance recaps, and we'll make up for lost time, and all the info we do and don't know about the Mandalorian, and everything else. But in the meantime, get yourself to one of these Willow showings. We want to see you, we want to meet you, we want to hang out with you. We'll see you soon! Consequence Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Ella from the Deliciously Ella podcast, which is currently in partnership with Dell and Microsoft. Windows 10 Pro lets you focus on running your business instead of your IT. Dell's small business technology advisors give you the tech, advice, and one-to-one partnership to fuel your business growth. Having grown our business from nothing, I know how valuable that good, reliable advice is. To find out more about our business, come and have a listen to the Deliciously Ella podcast.